Hey, this is Adel.
And JPC.
And Aaron.
We wanted to take a moment before the episode to dedicate today's show to Amy Janvier, who passed away on Wednesday, July 1st. I only knew Amy for a few months, but I can say with confidence that she brightened every room, even the digital ones that she entered. Amy believed that ecology and entomology could save people and the planet through pollinator conservation and propagation, and her fiancé Eric has set up a fund to memorialize her. If you can donate, we're going to link the GoFundMe in the show notes. I'm personally just so saddened by this sudden loss, but I know that my life is forever brightened by having known Amy, and countless others are the same. So now our silly comedy podcast. I hope you enjoy.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Aaron, thrusters go.
What?
Japes, dump fuel.
Oh, I just took a big dump fuel.
Okay, Aaron, toggle the wingspan.
Okay, spaceship button.
Okay.
Button sounds.
Japes, bleep the blorps.
Sorry.
Aaron, make the sundaes.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on. Do you like bananas or
whatever you want?
Whipped cream?
That's a split. Japes, meet the Fockers.
Hi, spaceship Fokker. Can you go hyper my drive?
Our spaceship, we crashed.
I'm at Orify.
I'm JPC.
Go for riddles.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And this is Hey Riddle Riddle, a convoluted beginning to a easy premise.
Every week,
we are Kevins and Susies. We are solving riddies and putties. If this is your first time, welcome. Grab a seat, pop a log in the fire. And what I mean by pop a log is that's what I call my dad, pop a log. And let's solve some riddies and puzzies. How's everybody doing so far?
So far in this episode or in life?
In life.
I'm great. JBC, you are not looking like the freshest of daisies. Tell us about your 24-hour live stream.
Oh, well, it was canonically, it was over a week ago, a week and a half ago, but just for purposes of discussion, I'll talk about it as if it just happened 2 days ago. I did this. I made a plan after my 24-hour Twitch live stream, which went very well. We raised over $10,000.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
For the Chicago Community Bond Fund. Which is very awesome. I was blown away. Our goal was $2,000, so we beat it by like five times that.
Wait, you said this is $10,000 for Chicago Community Bonfire?
I'm sorry. This is the Chicago Community Bond Fund. This is a fund to get James Bond recast and reshot as a Chicago accented guy.
Hot dog shaken, not mustard.
I'll have a martini with no ketchup on it. No, Chicago Community Bond Fund is a bond fund to help bail people out of Cook County Jail as they're waiting to pay their bond, if in many cases they can't afford to pay their bond. So it's a great cause. But after the 24-hour stream, I was like, I want to make sure the next day I like help get myself back into a normal sleep schedule. So I took a 3-hour nap. I got up and I did some stuff. Then I took a 2-hour nap. Then went to bed at the normal time. And I woke up today and I was like, I feel great. I feel normal. And then today at about 5 o'clock, I was like, I want to go to bed right now. So I'm sure that right after this should make for an interesting recording. And right afterwards, I will just go and fall asleep.
And it's worth saying that somebody paid donated money for you to shave your facial hair in a way that they saw fit. So currently you look like the lead singer of Motorhead. I forget his name, but you look like the sweet, sweet Ace of Spades. Well, and also, I donated $100, and my reward is that I get to choose what you wear for the next Hey Riddle live show.
That's true.
So
my suggestion was like a $5,000 tux and then make him get like a really fancy haircut and just make him look so fancy, because that's not really your thing, JPC. You like cut off tees and backwards hats.
It's 100% true.
Right now I'm thinking tux on top, diaper on the bottom.
Flip it. Flip it.
full disclosure.
So tux on bottom and a diaper on top.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Adel came on maybe 17 hours into me playing, and then he was like, hey, how much is it going to cost for me to do this? I was like, $100. I'm so tired. You can make me do anything.
And then Aaron texted me at like 4:30 a.m. and was like, hey, I was just watching the stream and saw you two were both on. And so I called Aaron, and we had a secret mini episode of Hey Riddle Riddle that lasted maybe 30 seconds. So,
well, I went on to watch, and I was like, oh, this is so nice. I'll just fall asleep to them playing this game. But because you were in my head, I had a horrible nightmare about the two of you. And then I woke up and I was like, I gotta text that one.
Also, like a fool in that live stream, I did not set stretch goals because I didn't know how much money we would raise. And we blew past the target like 2.5 hours in. So I had to like come up with stretch goals on the fly. And something that someone suggested was for $5,000, I should dye my mustache bleach blonde. And so I ordered a bleaching kit, and hopefully we'll be able to post some pics soon of me with a bleach blonde mustache.
I can't wait for that.
So is the proper term dye my mustache bleach blonde, or is the proper term to bleach my mustache blonde?
You're right. You could probably use bleach as a verb there. I will bleach my mustache, and then I will not be dyeing it any other color.
Well, JBC dodged this question off air, so I'm going to ask it again. How much money do I have to pay him to bleach his hair and his mustache and then dye both fire engine red? And he dodged the question.
Technically, it's going to be $1,600 total, because the first $800 is going to be for me to drink a 1.5-ounce shot of my own urine. I'm going to need that just to get lubricated up for the dye job. So $1,600 total.
We're going to get started here in just a second with some actual warm-up riddles. But I will say, just mentally in the last 30 seconds, I thought of two costumes I might have you do. One would be either with me or someone else. You would come out in a two-part horse costume. And we'd probably pop a little police hat on that horse. And then the other one was for me to have you dress up like an Olympic figure skater, like a Johnny Weir sort of like really intense, bright outfit with actual skates. Yeah.
But both of those would be very fun. I would love to see me record a podcast as the back half of a horse, though. I think that would be just like cutting a hole in the horse's stomach. And
if it makes you feel any better, that's what I see when I look at you.
The front
a horse's ass. I'm ready for some more. Well, Adel, are you good? Are you okay? How's your life? Are you okay?
I'm good, yeah. I'm trying to think. I had some sushi today. Life is good.
Great.
I can't remember a single thing else about the last 2 months.
And Aaron, how are you?
I have no idea. I don't know.
The last 2 months have been song number two, and that they were an absolute blur. Let's get into some warm-up riddles. These are some of my favorite things to do, which are called Hink Pinks. For anyone who does not know, or as a refresher for our two co-hosts,
Hank Pinks are a Victoria's Secret brand. You can get little sweatshirts that say Hank Pink on them, or like on your butt in a sweatpant. yeah.
So we're all dressed as angels. This is going to be a clue, and the answer to this clue is going to be a two-word answer that rhymes. So, for example, a brain teaser about a violin would be called a
puzzle
was a bear. A brain teaser about a violin would be called a blank blank.
This is another word for violin.
Yeah.
Viola.
And here's where my musical knowledge lack of shows.
I understand.
I don't know if this is a
riddle fiddle.
Riddle fiddle.
Yes, it is a riddle fiddle.
No, I don't think a fiddle is a fiddle a violin. I don't think a fiddle is a violin, right?
I think
it's a close. The devil went down
to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in the violin.
He Irish and he fell in love with an Englishman.
So legally, you can call it violin faddle. If you're eating some caramel popcorn with nuts, that is violin fettle.
Yikes.
Here we go to the next one.
Oh. I was like, what is that noise? And it was my dog eating a receipt on the ground. Sorry about that. Let's keep going.
Fiddle, by the way, a fiddle and a violin are the same thing.
Well.
They're the same four-stringed instrument, generally played with a bow, strummed, or plucked.
So the devil had a golden violin.
I think the fiddle is associated with like Cajun bluegrass country type of music, and I think the violin is for like nerds. Wow, look at that.
Here's the next one. A dry mix for making a thick clam soup.
Thick clam soup. Dry mix.
Flour chowder.
Okay. You have powder one of those chowder. Words, right? What was it?
Flounder chowder.
My God. How do people even, like, people must be shocked about the dumb stuff that comes out of my mouth. Powder chowder.
The answer is chowder powder. Bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta.
Flounder chowder.
Can you believe it? Can you believe I've made it, I've lived this long?
Hey, you're only a fifth of the way through.
The next one is a meal with bad manners. A meal with bad manners.
Breakfast.
Sinner dinner.
Close.
Lunch punch.
Lunch punch.
Lunch bunch.
Aaron, who bullied you in grade school? I'm so sorry.
Mostly everyone, including myself.
Did I get any of those words right at all?
So far, none of the words are correct. A meal with bad manners. And this is a very broad term. We don't have to be so specific as lunch or dinner. Much more broad term.
Bad manners.
A meal. Meal would be eat, food.
Yeah, fat. Yeah. There
food.
We go. Yeah.
Food. Crude food. Rude food.
Rude food. I want to see a scene.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Flounder chowder.
Aaron, you are waking up in the morning and you come downstairs and your parents have made you a steaming hot plate of breakfast. You got some omelets and some pieces of bacon and whatnot. And as you go to tuck into it, Japes, you are the food and you're going to be a little cranky this morning.
All right. And here I am.
Oh, boy. This again?
Oh, my God.
Hey, darling, could you do us a favor and maybe brush your teeth before eating?
I'm good. Why would I brush my teeth before I eat? I'm going to brush my teeth right after I eat.
Ooh, she says, but I methinks the death protests too much.
You're my bacon. Are you roasting a teenage girl right now?
I'm roasted bacon, so yay. Better get used to it, sister.
You know what? I'm going to mix coffee and orange juice and not brush my teeth, and then I'm going to eat you.
Okay. How's that? I hope that you do, and maybe then you'll be meeting my cousin, Diarrhea. That's a recipe for disaster.
Bacon's cousin is Diarrhea.
Sure, we're all related. You don't tell me how to live, and don't tell me about my family.
Oh, all right, what if I don't eat you? Huh?
Okay.
What if I throw you in the garbage?
Oh, sure, you want to be that kind of young lady who's just going to throw her food that your parents worked so hard for in the garbage.
Okay, what if I put you in a healthy salad?
Oh, yeah. We both know that's not going to happen.
Same.
That bacon was really mean.
That was pretty good, yeah. Bacon.
I would like to see my scene.
Oh, yes.
Adel, you are this rich, fancy, old man businessman, and you live in a mansion with your hill, on a hill with your one son. And
I live on a wife with my hill.
And your one son, and you are at one of those really, really long, fancy tables, and you're both trying to figure out what the heck you can talk about. JBC, you'll be playing his son.
Gotcha.
Phineas, my boy, how goes it?
Yes, father. All is well.
Yes, war is hell. You're right. War is hell.
How's business, father?
Oh, biscuits are good. They could use a little more gravy, but the biscuits are mostly good. Now, tell me about schooling.
Yes. I guess I don't know mechanically how cooling works, but I think cold water is pushed through pipes, and I think that helps cool down the turbines of the engine. Yes. Father, tell me, did you get the birthday present that I sent?
Oh, I guess we can talk about your birth. Your mother was dilated. We called her a telephone because she was so dilated. It was 4:27 a.m. on a Tuesday brisk morning, and you came out screaming and wailing. And of course, you were you had your umbilical cord wrapped around your wrist, but not in a bad way, but in a fun sort of like festival way.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, I don't know where we're going to find elephant glue at a time like this.
I mean, that is exactly everything I dreamt it would be. Thank you.
Thank you.
I sometimes think the scenes you two are just little gifts to me.
Everything we do for Kiki. Let's just do a couple more of these.
We might as well. We're here.
Next one, a disheartened feeling about classical dance. A disheartened feeling about classical dance.
Bummer, strummer.
Discouraging tango.
What's waltz. Classical dance?
Well, now waltz. I have to see a scene. This will be a very short scene. Aaron, you are a discouraged tango instructor. Mm-hmm. You are teaching your class, but this is definitely like your exit. You're fed up, and you're using this last class as sort of your platform to disparage tango.
As you know, I teach this couple's ballroom dancing class, but recently I just went through a divorce. So it's a little bit tricky for me to teach you these dances, but I'm going to give it the old college try. I stole a mannequin from Nordstrom Rack. I made him made a little mustache on his face, and he's going to be my new partner today. And we're going to see how that works out. How about that?
Okay, as long as we can learn the stuff from Moulin Rouge, like you promised.
Yes.
Yeah, my husband and I really just want to learn
the
stuff.
Oh, your husband and you. Yeah. This is how you said, my husband. I have a husband.
I went through speech therapy for 5 years just so I could say husband, right? I really don't appreciate being husband. I'm saying
oh my
right.
gosh, husband. If I have to hear the word husband one more time, I'm going to scream. All right, you're going to put your left leg out. You're going to try not to think about the woman at the ice cream parlor that your husband left you for.
Okay, so far this is just a sad hokey pokey.
I'm sorry. I think that's a hat on a hat, friend. The hokey pokey is sad enough as it is.
Same. Oh, it sucks that your husband
that's what
is
it's all about.
Dating the local ice cream lady. A disheartened feeling about classical dance.
Waltz.
Oh, God. Schmaltz waltz.
This will be our last one. Disheartened feeling about classical dance.
Disheartened. Bummed.
Sad.
It's probably easiest to start with the dance and then work your way backwards.
Tango. Salsa.
Ballet.
There you go.
Ballet.
Yeah. So you have one word.
What rhymes with ballet? Ballet.
Bad day ballet.
It's a bad day ballet.
That's way better than what the card says.
I don't know.
I forget.
Is dis June or dis July?
Oh, a dismay ballet.
There you go, ballet dismay. Give yourselves a round of applause. That's some hink pinks. Are we ready to bring up a bucket full of actual riddles now?
Aaron and I did clap and snap for each other, and it must have been the saddest snapping and clapping.
I couldn't hear it, and
I'm so glad you called it out, because I was like, oh, this feels sad and bad.
I didn't want to like clap too hard into the mic, but then I can also like see my audio file as it's processed, and it was the tiniest little bumps for that, and I was like, oh, boy.
That was a real sad day ballet,
What a depressing amount of snaps and claps. Yeah, I'm ready for some riddles.
Me too.
Okay, let's get into some full course riddles. Here we go. This is called the Champion's Blind Spot. At the dinner to celebrate the end of the Wimbledon Tennis Championship, the men's singles winner turned to the man next to him and said, "There is something here which you can see and all the other men can see, but which I cannot see." What was it?
His ass, his own ass. You can't see your own ass.
My own ass.
You have to take others' word for it when they give you an opinion of your own ass.
And here's something I want to call myself out on. I always, and I know the correct term, but I always say Wimbledon, even though it's Wimbledon. It's a D, not a T. But I always say Wimbledon. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't care about tennis. I've never watched a single tennis match in my life.
Wimbledon.
I don't think I've ever watched another tennis match in my life either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I did see, what's that Wes Anderson movie? Royal Tenenbaums.
Does that count?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. His first medal.
That's a good guess, but he could look down and probably see his own medal.
So why is it a good guess?
I'm trying to be encouraging. Did you hear what her breakfast said to her?
The face of a winner.
Aaron, oh, that's good.
Aaron, you're dead on, pretty much. The answer is every other competitor could see someone who had beaten them.
That is
every other
pathetic.
Competitor could see
just
someone
win with some grace. But okay? I'd like to see a scene. Adel, JPC, you are in the middle of a game of tennis, and Adel, you're just being a really sore winner. You're up by a lot, and you're just making JPC feel worse.
Great. And Aaron, I want you to make a cameo as the ball kid.
Okay.
Ow. Stop punching me.
Sorry, I'll go back on my side of the net. I just wanted to let you know. I'm fucking whooping your ass.
The match is about to start, okay?
It's about to start?
Don't come over here and start hitting me.
Well, I'm just trying to mentally psych you out by physically punching you.
you're trying to if the judge saw that, you're lucky he's taking a little Snickers break because he was getting a little angry.
Why wait? Well, why should they wait?
That's what he said.
Have you been home yet or talked to your family?
I'm sorry?
Have you been home yet or talked to your family?
No, I mean, not since a couple days ago when I left for Wimbledon.
Funny that you don't see their faces in the crowd, huh?
No, they're at home. They're back in, where is this accent from? Texas.
15 love.
What?
Adele is playing on a soundstage.
Yeah, I guess all her albums are about her age and then some sort of love or
some
romance.
Some sort of love, yes.
You might find that your family won't be here because I sent a little package, a brown parcel, to your house that was filled with nothing but bed bugs. So I'm afraid they won't be making it.
What? They weren't going to come and now you've given them bed bugs?
Yeah. It's just how I play.
What is your problem?
Okay, now for me to serve.
Okay, that went right into the net.
Okay, run fast.
I'm running fast.
Got it. I'm running fast.
Good job, ball kid. Okay, now for another serve. Here is a guacamole. This is a Haas avocado with some sea salt and some mango inside.
I'm not interested. I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. Well, let me take back my serve, and I will now do a tennis serve.
Yeah.
45 love.
Okay, right into the net again. Why don't we just go to my side?
Same. I like that I'm a sore winner, and yet Japes won't let a single ball of mine make it over the net. Here we go. This is the next riddle. This is called Early Morning in Las Vegas. A gambler went to Las Vegas. He won on the roulette table, lost at blackjack, and won at poker. When he went to his bed in his hotel room, he carefully double-locked his door. At 3 a.m., he was awakened by the sound of someone banging and rattling on the door of his room. What did this person want, and what did the gambler do?
Can you read that again, the list of what he won and lost?
So a gambler went to Las Vegas. He won on the roulette wheel. He lost at blackjack. He won at poker. When he went to his bed in his hotel room, he carefully double-locked his door. Then at 3 a.m., he was awakened by the sound of someone banging and rattling on the door of his room. What did the person want, and what did the gambler do?
Room service.
Okay.
Let them in, and they change the sheets.
Okay, pretty good.
Room service comes and changes the sheets?
No. Well, if you're nice enough to them, and you offer some of the food they just brought you, then you can all hang out.
Here's your burger and your fries. And is
housekeeping
there anything else
is what I meant.
Is there anything else that I could do for you?
I want to see a scene.
Come over.
Hang out.
Japes, you are at Universal Resorts, and you're staying in a nice hotel there. Aaron, you are someone bringing some room service, and you find that JPC is desperately trying to befriend you.
Okay, yeah, right in here, and then just anywhere you want. Put it anywhere you want.
You want me
table,
to put
floor, bathroom, wherever. I'll eat it. Your dealer's choice.
Oh.
Where would you like to see me eat my food? I'm sorry. I don't want to presume that you are staying, but you are invited to stay and watch me eat.
I mean, it's the end of my shift, but I better go.
Well, at least put the food in the room first. Honestly, but you could still stay, right? Just, you know, just to bring the food in the room. That part of your shift is still good, correct?
Yeah, okay, I'll put them.
Hey, actually, maybe you can help me. I think the previous occupants of this room left $100, $100 bill hidden somewhere in the room, and I can't find it for the life of me.
Are you okay?
Are you
lonely and sad?
Okay, are you trying to guess my name? It's Greg. You were close. anyway, hey, you know what? We could smoke cigars. I know we're not supposed to do it in hotel rooms anymore, but I brought a couple stogies.
I work here.
Okay.
So I like.
Okay.
You know,
and I'm working pretty hard here to try to make a friend. And I think we're both on
Why
duty.
Is there a second Hawaiian shirt laid out?
That.
Are you hoping that I would put this on?
I don't know. If the game of Pictionary that I have planned for us goes the way that I think it will, you'll want to put it on, if that makes sense.
Okay, buddy.
I could also draw it for you.
But I'll only agree to this if you do one thing.
Okay, I'll do anything.
You're the best man at my wedding. And by best man, I mean the groom. What's better? What's the best? That's the best man at any wedding.
Okay, I will accept your offer on one condition. Can none of my family come? Because they do not like me.
It's a deal.
Okay. And now let's find that $100 bill.
Aaron, I fucking love, why would the bride not marry the best man there?
Of course,
and that
I'm
going to
marry the best man at my wedding.
Yeah, I'm not stupid.
Makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Yes, the best man should be called the second best man. Let's see. So we're still trying to solve this Las Vegas riddle.
No way.
Yes way. So he won at the roulette table, lost at blackjack. It's not housekeeping.
Oh, someone giving him his winnings.
He won at the roulette table.
It's not someone giving him his winnings.
Say it again. Say it again, Adel.
So this guy went to Vegas, a gambler. He won on the roulette table. He lost at blackjack, and he won at poker. When he went to bed in his hotel room, he carefully double-locked his door, and then at 3 a.m., he was awakened by the sound of someone banging and rattling on the door. What did the person want, and what did the gambler do? And this was the door to his room.
Did he set a wake-up call? Is it as simple as that? Like he?
No,
set a
but I wish wake-up calls were someone banging on your door. I think that would be funny.
Is it something nefarious? Like, is it someone who's come after him for doing something wrong?
It's nothing nefarious. It has more to do with like forgetfulness or maybe imbibing something and getting drunk and being forgetful.
Is who's banging on the door providing a service that the hotel provides?
Nope.
Okay.
Is it someone he came with?
Possibly.
Oh, he double locked the door and he locked out his like wife.
Closer, warm, hot.
Did he invite someone back to his room and forget about it?
Mm-hmm. So basically, I don't think anybody will get this specific answer, so I'll go ahead and give it to you. He had played poker in his room with his friends until 2 a.m. They had all had plenty of drink and had failed to notice that one of his friends had fallen asleep behind his sofa. Later, the man woke up and rattled the door as he tried to get out. The gambler let him out. So this would have been one of those hotel rooms where the living room and the bedroom are separated by a door. That's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Why was he banging on the door to get out? Wait. Hold on. Why was he banging on the door to get out? I don't get that.
Because he was hungover and couldn't figure out the double locks. I would like to see it soon.
That's okay. Anytime I go to a deli, that is my order. I get a bagel with double locks.
We are in our own hangover situation. So we're in Vegas and the three of us are waking up trying to piece together what happened the night before.
Love it.
Oh, my head.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Oh, I feel awful. Oh, am I missing a tooth?
Oh. A tooth?
No, you're missing your tongue.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Diane's going to kill me.
Oh, my God, wait.
Who's Diane?
Oh, dude, your tongue is in my mouth. Was I eating your tongue?
All right, give me that. Thank God you found it. We can maybe still save the piece of my tongue that's missing. Who's Diane? Diane's my wife that I'm going to get married to. Oh, my God, today.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, buddy. It sounds like you want to tell a story, but you just sound like... Bah, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have a tongue.
Yeah.
What a great gift for an audio podcast.
I wish I could understand you, but I'm sure you are saying something fun. What is this? Oh my God, why do I have... Is that a baby T-Rex? Did I buy a baby T-Rex?
Oh my God, it's so cute, and it's wearing a diaper on top.
Jeff, I'm looking at this bill of sale. You didn't buy a baby T-Rex. It bought you.
He's holding up a receipt. I can't tell what he's saying.
This baby T-Rex is a millionaire.
Wait, you guys.
Like he's choking.
What am I wearing on my finger? Is that... Did I get married last night? Yeah. Oy be doy be garbage, no. Oh, no, who did I marry?
You don't remember? You looked in the mirror three times and once said Bloody Mary and you got married.
Oh, shoot. Is she nice?
I found another receipt here. This is a book of receipts. It looks like you married the baby T-Rex. It looks like you're incredibly well off now.
We can't understand you because you have no tongue.
But I have all the answers.
Sane. Surely we all leave that scene
like
in the
to
show.
That's what it's waking up in Vegas.
This is what we think comedy is.
Wait a second. The funny one in this scene is dead. The Zach Galifianakis character is deceased.
Comedy is hard. Give me a break. Speaking of giving you all a break, we're going to take a quick break to hear from some of our advertisers. We'll be right back with a baby T-Rex.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my Aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, and wouldn't you know, as I took a break, and I left my little setup here in my closet. I came back to find a little wrapped present. I think it's a new segment. Do you guys want me to open it?
Okay. Does it say Animal Parade?
To get through, so let's just maybe move on.
Okay. All right.
Save that for...
Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm just a little sad. That's fine. Let's see what you want
to
do.
Okay, just another little thing. Just try to be professional when you go away. It's part of being an adult. And
yeah, hey, just call me
fucking Leon because I'm nothing but professional.
Adel, can you give me and JPC just like 1 second?
Yeah, okay. Let me take off my headphones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, JPC.
What?
I just like.
Hey, Aaron. I immediately feel attacked.
No, okay, hold on. It's a pandemic right now. The world's a little stressful, and I just want to let you know. I think you're doing a really good job with Adel.
Thank you. Because he's
just like as a
my
joke.
My nerves are
tell
fried.
Me something, boy.
Just as like
did
a joke.
Did you lose your
I think mom we should have let him
in
do
the mall?
Okay, as a joke, Aaron, the only way that I will consent to doing that is as a joke, and so yes. Hey, Adel, can you put your headphones back on? Headphones back on. I'm doing the headphones back on.
Why? Oh, Jape. Okay, Jape's is doing a new segment. He's a moose. You're a moose. You are gills.
Wait, you're going to let me do moose time? I've been sending you guys email after email about doing moose time. You said it's not ready. The idea is not ready.
I told you you're ripping off Northern Exposure. That's already a segment. Yeah, I put my headphones back on. What do you want?
Adel, I think that we would love to hear your segment. I think that would be something we're interested in doing.
Why are you shaking your head no?
No, you can't see me, so shut up.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me go ahead and unwrap it here. Ooh. Oh, wow. I don't know if you all can see this, but we have a new segment called Fully Mackerel.
You don't know if we can see the name of the segment?
Yeah, it's written on inside the package was a giant mackerel that says Foley on it. So I assume I'm extrapolating based on the content that it's called Foley Mackerel.
Oh, I see. I thought it was called Axel Fishley.
Okay. So I think if I can kind of piece this all together based on the gift I was given and not something I made up moments ago.
I love
this is called Foley
the
Mackerel.
Distance from the ownership.
This is called Foley Mackerel, featuring Audio Daddy Casey Tony. And what Casey's going to do is, in Foley Mackerel, we're going to tell a big fish of a story, some sort of made-up story, some big lie. And Casey Tony, Audio Daddy himself, is going to provide the sound effects, much like a Foley artist would. Does that sound fun?
Oh, yeah. It sounds fun to me.
So what we'll do... Yes.
Can I leave my present box that I'm in?
Okay, can somebody unwrap Casey?
This is a Zoom
call. I am very confused because why are there air holes in the first box but not in the second?
Did that dead fish need air? Because they don't even breathe that.
Oh, shit. I put air holes in Casey.
You put gill holes in Casey's box.
Let's figure this out before we open Casey's box.
Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to start us off, and I'm going to start telling a big story that's going to have some moments for audio effects.
Sure.
And whenever I'm ready to pass the story off, I will say someone's name. So I'll say Aaron or Japes, and then that person will take over the story where I left off, and then you can pass it back whenever you like.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
And Casey's going to be doing Foley for the entire story.
Casey's going to be doing Foley for the entire story. Casey, Audio Daddy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm out of the box. I'm dead. I'm a spooky skeleton, and I'm ready to do the sound
Guys,
effects.
I don't think this is going to work.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This is Foley Mackerel. On a dark and stormy night, darker and stormier, I was drinking a dark and stormy. But I started to choke on the contents of my cocktail. And I managed to scream.
Ow.
That was a little bit more of a panic scream.
Ah.
And I fell and hit my head on the hard marble floor of my mansion. When I woke up, I felt like I was maybe in some sort of dream state. I saw my cat come over to me and say a curse word.
Shit.
It didn't even sound like a cat. It just sounded like some guy.
Was that a good swear? Should I do a different swear?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Pussy was right there.
Am I allowed to say pussy, Aaron? Do I have permission?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Pussy?
I was so startled that I fell backwards into a plate glass mirror.
Oh, pussy!
Japes?
Brushing the scraps of mirror off of myself, I headed over to my record player machine and played a little clip of one of my favorite George Carlin albums. I fast-forwarded past the part where Carlin's just laughing at his own shit to one of my favorite joke segments.
Yeah. This is the credits for the joke. George Carlin, played by George Carlin. Not gonna do the swear word thing.
Okay, took that off. That was kind of a swing and a miss. Reached for a Mitch Hedberg album and gave that a whirl.
Pussy.
Being done with that part of the night, I decided to walk into my garage and hit the garage door so that it would open up. And opened the door to my Ferrari. I'm sorry, not my Ferrari spaceship, my Ferrari car.
You gotta be specific.
Then I revved that engine to really let that baby purr. Oh, I got out, remembered I didn't put any gas in it, and closed the door. Racing back into the house, I picked up my telephone and was greeted by the familiar sound that a telephone makes when you pick it up. Then I began to dial.
Boop, boop, boop.
And I dialed some more numbers.
Boop, boop, boop. Boop.
Enough for a real phone call.
Boop, boop.
And I called up my very good friend, George Carlin, who said...
pussy.
George always got me laughing. I hung up the phone. Aaron?
And just then I heard a knock at the front door. I opened the door and saw a beautiful woman crying. Just then I realized that that woman was my ex-wife, and she started to speak. She sounded like how my cat was supposed to sound. What's going on here? Why is my ex-wife at the door? I go out to the garden with her.
I still love you.
She said she still loves me. Let me reach down and cut a rose from the garden.
No, not the thorns again. I'm so sorry. Not the thorns again.
I forgot that she sounded like a spooky Snow White. Oh, man, I miss that voice. Just then, we began to slow dance in the moonlight to a George Carlin album.
End of scene. Hooray!
Nice
that was
job.
Fully mackerel. Casey, give yourself a raise.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoy the sound effects for the rest of the episode.
Oh,
they're
shit. We
be
should...
just like that.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Oh. Well, I think that's it for segments, unless I hear
Let's try the moose one.
Unless I hear a sound. Yeah, what was your ripoff of Animal Parade, Japes?
Yeah, so that was moose. Oh, what's the M word that's
you
walking?
You snooze, you moose. You
No,
moose.
I want to say promenade, but isn't there an M word for walking?
Marching?
Let's just go with moose ma promenade.
Isn't there an M word for walking?
Yeah, right?
I'm marching here.
Like go to summer camp or like do theater and you did that moose song. Remember that moose song?
No.
How did it go?
It's a call and response song. Do you want me to do the beginning with you?
Moose.
Repeat it for me.
Hey.
Well, did you?
Moo. Hey, ooze. Hey.
You went to Dave Coulier camp, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron, let's hear the song.
You have to repeat after me.
Yes.
All right. He was a great big moose.
He was a great big,
great big
moose.
Moose.
He liked to drink a lot of juice.
He liked to drink a lot of juice.
He was a great big moose.
He was a great big moose.
He liked to drink a lot of juice.
He liked to drink a lot of juice.
Singing whoa.
Singing whoa.
Way-o, 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 way-o.
Way-o, 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 way-o.
Way-o, way-o.
Way-o,
way-o.
Way-o,
way-o, way-o, way-o.
Way-o, 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 way-o.
And that is a song about an alcoholic moose.
Well, that was my segment. Mosey was what I was looking for.
There you go.
Mosey.
That doesn't sound familiar to you at all?
No, I had never heard that song.
I wonder if anyone else has. Tweet at me and let me know. I think a lot of people have. I think if you went
right
to summer
now?
Camp. Yeah,
I
right
just
now.
Told you.
Tweet at me right now.
Well,
send a tweet to me right now, JBC.
Y'all fuck, now I'm in the mood for an animal parade, so we're going to do one. Ready?
Okay, let's do it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a crab who lost his car keys.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a goblin with a rake head.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
A cow with a pedicure.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a fish who won the lottery. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da,
a monkey with a comb over.
Da-da-da-da-da-da, a pig on a second date.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a hippo from the future. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
A goat with the preamble to the Constitution.
Animal parade.
Animal parade.
A goat with the preamble to the Constitution. Okay, fine. I love it. You're right.
I love it. So let's find, of course, you can always email me articles for use in Animal Parade at hrrpodcast.com. hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can also email me articles for use in Foley Mackerel if you have some stories, Trivia Corpse, which was one we did, and Spook Troop. So send your articles to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. This Animal Parade article was sent in by Emily F. Thank you so much, Emily F. This is from, where's this article from? Doesn't say. Okay,
the
so this
internet.
Is the internet. So this is from Worcester. Am I saying that right, Aaron?
Oh, from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Worcester.
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 And Emily
says,
if
you want to go to Six Flags New England, you gotta pass Worcester.
Emily F. says she is a fellow masshole.
Oh, I wonder if she went to Holy Cross. That's in Worcester.
Worcester. Worcester.
So this Worcester is West Massachusetts trash. But thank you, Emily.
Okay, this is patch.com. This is a news article from Worcester, Mass. It says, what is it? Unidentified creature captured on video in Worcester. It could be a fox, a coyote, or just someone's dog. The animal was captured on... The animal was captured on a home surveillance camera.
There could have been a murder or a robbery, or it could have just been a birthday party.
Everyone's so bored that this is news. Worcester, Mass. A Worcester resident recently captured an unidentified creature on a home surveillance camera. The homeowner posted the video on neighbor's app on Christmas Eve, so this is an older article, and wondered whether the animal was a fox or a coyote. Both of those animals, it turns out, are common in Worcester. Foxes are the most type of carnivore. This is a bad, like, sixth grade report. Foxes are the most common type of carnivore, although they'll eat almost anything. In Massachusetts, according to the State Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, there are two fox species that live in the state, the gray fox and the red fox. Both types weigh a max of about 15 pounds, and the creature in this video looks a little bigger than that. There's a good chance the creature could be a coyote. Before Thanksgiving, Worcester Arledge counselor Morris Bergman floated the idea of creating a map of coyote sightings in the city. He got the idea from Natick, which had a problem with coyotes, and after hearing about some coyote sightings in his Tatnuck neighborhood. Can you identify the creature? Here's the video.
Adel, did you watch the video?
I did not.
Okay. Could you identify the creature?
I mean, it's got to be a wolf or a fox.
No, wait. Let's just guess. Let's see. I think it might be... I think it's a really, really sick horse.
An emaciated horse?
Yeah. Also, Adel, you did a great job with those town names. I just, people in Massachusetts are so particular about that. And I went, why not give the people what they want?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was relying on you as our local vassal to get it right. Have you ever seen a fox or a coyote or a wolf in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Which one? All three?
No, I don't think I've ever seen a wolf, actually. I don't think I've ever seen a wolf. But Massachusetts, at least the part of Massachusetts that I am from, had a terrifying, massive, huge turkey problem. Like, turkeys the size of, like, eighth graders just waddling about.
Are you sure this wasn't just, like, an eighth grade turkey?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who's to say? It's really scary.
I heard a story that the baseball team in Boston was actually the Red Fox, and then there's a typo in the newspaper, and they just changed it to
Sox.
Yeah,
and they were just polite about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I hear Boston, I think polite.
I think racist nonsense, but I'm glad that you think we're polite.
We used to have coyotes in Indiana, and the coyotes are like shaggy, horrible things. Like,
I remember say whores. They're shaggy whores.
Shaggy
whores. Oh, yeah, baby, you shaggy whores.
I remember I saw some coyotes coming home one night in high school, I think it was, and I caught them with, like, the brights of my car, because in my dad's neighborhood, it's, like, a wooded neighborhood, and there's no, streetlights, you know, in his neighborhood. So you turn your brights on as soon as you get into that neighborhood so you can, like, see your way through the dark. And I hit my brights on these three coyotes that were in the middle of the street. And first of all, they were thick as hell. Like, they were well-fed coyotes.
They were smoking cigarettes and drinking a beer together.
They say that coyotes like will eat like dogs, and I was like, oh, these are like definitely dog eating coyotes. But their fur was all patchy. It was like they were like midlife crisis coyotes who were just like, I'm not losing it. I'm not losing it.
Were they driving a sports car?
Yeah, they were all in Miatas.
Wait, what do you think a sports car is?
Well, that's what they thought a sports car was.
You just see them calling the police to ask if they can drown a raccoon.
I used to live on Clark and Montrose, and my apartment overlooked a cemetery. And from
seminary.
And when I looked with seminary school, thank you. I lived with Brett Lyons, and anytime we looked out his window, it looked into the cemetery, and we would constantly see coyotes running around in there. And they would like fight each other, and they all looked so mangy and just like real haggard. Like they're kind of like sad wolves. Coyotes.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a good life for those coyotes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do want to see a scene. Japes, you're going to be a wolf. Aaron, you're going to be a red fox. I will play a coyote. And we're having our once-a-year meeting up of the Massachusetts animals to try and lay down some rules and regulations for the following year.
Order to a meeting. Hello.
Ow, ow, ow.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee and...
I don't touch your stuff.
Donuts over here if you guys want some.
It messes with my frickin' howl, so I don't touch your stuff. But
it
thank
messes
you.
With your howl.
It messes with my howl. I can't. I'll be up all night. I'll be. It's a dry howl that it does.
Oh,
to
let's
me.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
How I'm not gonna do it for you.
How are you doing?
Is that all right, order. Fox, you got the floor.
Oh, I got the floor.
Yeah. I mean, you called order.
Oh, well, awesome. Okay. There's some things I want to talk about. All right. Is everyone paying attention?
Yeah.
As much as is capable of me.
Okay, I want to talk about dogs.
Oh, don't get me started. Oh,
I know.
Yeah, don't even. The topic of conversation better be how much they suck, because that's all I'm interested in talking about.
I have some good news and some bad news.
Start with the bad news.
The bad news is my daughter, she fell in love with a dog.
Oh, my God.
Isabella?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
The good news is she wants us all to officiate it.
How is
her
that
wedding.
Good news?
I don't know. I thought you'd care that my daughter cares about you and loves you.
Can I tell you all some good news, bad news?
Yeah, of course.
I guess it's bad news, bad news. My son fell in love with a roadrunner.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And the bad news... What?
The bad news is that my son-in-law is going to be a roadrunner.
Holy shit. That is devastating. Have you tried catching the roadrunner before your son can your daughter can marry?
Oh, nonstop. I tried I tried painting a little entrance to a cave on the side of a
classic.
Wall.
Classic. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, but then I ran into it.
Oh, come on.
Oh no.
And he ran right through.
He probably did.
Well, I got a question.
Yeah.
Have you fallen off of any cliffs? Probably not, right?
Well, I fell off the wagon.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's... Is falling off? That's the one where you... No, that's the bad one.
That's the bad one.
Do you have
any good news, bad news for us?
I have terrible news. Uh-oh. I have no good news. I just have terrible news. So, you know that son of mine? Wolf son of mine?
Yeah.
So he comes up to me the other day and he says, "Dad, the Sox traded away David Ortiz."
No!
Come on!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my. He's all we had left.
He was the only one left. Jesus. Fuck me.
Wait, did you have good news?
Well, the good news is I'm no longer a Red Sox fan, so I decided to walk.
Wait, are you gonna go to a Bruins game?
Nah.
Oh, you hate yourself? No.
No. I'm doing all Swedish basketball.
What?
Yeah, I'm only following Swedish basketball now.
You're not even picking a Boston team. You couldn't do Celtics. Couldn't do.
I'm done with sports except Swedish basketball. That's the only one I like.
Huh, well, I heard a lot of Swedish basketball players have some unusual names. Why don't you go ahead and tell us the starting five?
The starting five of the Swedish
basketball players'
names. Well,
I hear they have funny names these days.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan. So I know all of these.
We can see you Googling.
You mean my eyes?
Goggling. Our tongues are lolling and our eyes are goggling.
Well, I'll tell you what. Googling Swedish basketball players doesn't help a lot. boy. Let's just say they're all named Sven.
Oh, pretty funny.
Pretty good animal parade.
So that is the end of our animal parade. Japes, I do want to say I missed a dead stop for you, which was during animal parade. Did you say a goblin with a rake head?
Yep. That was like 20 minutes ago, my man.
Have you had some nightmares or what's going on?
There's got to be a statute of limitations on that.
So you think a goblin?
wait, JBC, how soon after you saying something ridiculous are we allowed to be freaked out by it?
I think the statute of limitations on a dead stop is like,
15 seconds?
It's like under a minute. If you can't go back, hey, previously dead stop, last episode you said, and then just read off some stuff that I did. Mm-hmm. That's
so if
unfair.
You said something crazy to me in 2016, I can't care anymore.
If it was a prediction, then it has 2 years to come true, Aaron. So I said 6 years to the day.
So you think goblins are animals? That's the only statement I want to make. I cede my time to
Would
the
you
jury.
Say that people? Would you say that humans are animals?
Absolutely.
Then goblins are animals too.
Okay, that's where you.
What are goblins?
If not monsters.
Tiny green humans.
This is where you and I part
ways. Are they humans or are they goblins?
The goblins.
The best killer song. We're going to do one more riddle, and then we're going to go ahead and stop this podcast. Here we go. This is our final riddle. This is called Sleeping on the Job.
Okay.
This is very appealing to me.
Honestly, love sleeping on a job.
A man undressed to go to bed, and hundreds of people lost their jobs. Why?
He was on a Zoom call.
A man undressed to go to bed, and hundreds of people lost their jobs. Why? I will go
like
ahead and say...
Santa Claus thing?
Oh, details.
My answer isn't a date I went on. It's just my answer.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are on a date with Kris Kringle, played by Japes, and Japes, you are a bit of an unorthodox Santa.
You must be.
Oh, hmm.
What? Excuse me?
What? Oh, I was just saying, ho, 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 look at these prices.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were calling me. I was going to ask. It feels like it's sort of a tricky thing to work only one day a year. Like, how do you subsidize your income the rest of the year?
Oh, well, you know, I'm salaried. So it doesn't really matter how much I work. Cause
do you mind if how much... I mean, I know it's a little, trash.
Oh, no, it's a little gauche to say. Before I answer, what is the etiquette with how we are paying for this? Because you said Red Lobster, and I said, sure, Red Lobster. And now I'm getting here, and I'm looking at an $18 entree, and I'm like, holy smokes, what did I get myself into?
I have
so
no
are we
trouble.
Going Dutch?
I have no trouble paying for it. It's just like a little misleading because I thought you were like you're one of the most famous people in the entire world. So like,
sure,
are you okay financially? Like,
I'm good. Can I tell you something? The elves unionized a couple years ago, and I took a fucking bath. My business model was not super sustainable to begin with.
Well, why did they unionize?
Well, it's because of that. Yeah, it was labor stuff. I wasn't the best of bosses. I was making them sleep in one big hut and work all times. They got to make billions of toys. So
this date goes very well. We cut to the next morning. We cut to the next morning, and Japes, you are Santa coming downstairs at Aaron's house, and I am her son who's up early and curious.
Good morning. I made a pot of coffee if you want anything.
Yeah, and thank you again for letting me sleep in the bathtub. I never piss that much.
Santa.
Oh, who do we got here? I'm just kidding.
This is my son.
Yeah, you're Tyler. Hi, Tyler. I know all the kids.
You know me?
I do indeed, yes. I got a list with all the kids' names on it.
Can I ask you for what I want for Christmas?
Can you ask me for what you want for Christmas? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'm Santa Claus. It's kind of my whole thing.
To fall in love with my mom.
What? You want to fall in love with me, son? Or you want...
Is this like genie rules?
You want
get tricked?
Santa to fall in love with your mom? Or you want you to fall in love with your mom?
Oh, no. It's happening. A
couple things. One is really messed up. The second one, I'm not really looking for anything serious, honey.
Oh, no.
Linda, if I'm being honest, it doesn't matter either way. It's a bad kid. He's on the bad list. He's getting cold no matter what. You can't really do anything to change it.
On the naughty list?
Yeah, we have quotas, so honestly,
are we reindeer or are we prancers?
In December, Santa puts a bunch of people on the naughty list just to reach the quota.
We gotta hit a quota.
The elves unionized, and now I'm doing like 80% naughty list. They don't want to work, and it's just cold.
A man undressed to go to bed, and hundreds of people lost their jobs. Why? This is a very specific answer, and it's actually a bit of history, a little bit of Hollywood history, so I don't know if we're going to get this.
A man undressed to go to bed?
A man undressed to go to bed, and hundreds of people lost their jobs. Why?
Is this like an old-timey thing where you weren't allowed to show like skin on television, and an actor accidentally forgot he was doing a bedtime scene and like took his clothes off, and then everyone who was working on the set was like blacklisted from Hollywood and they were all fired?
Okay. And you think old-timey Hollywood streamed live?
No. I just think that like something that the rules were such that like you saw a man's kneecap, so now you go to jail.
It's not that. You're not horribly off, but that's not exactly right. Aaron, do you have any guesses before I read the answer?
I don't.
Okay, the man was Clark Gable, the screen idol who took off his shirt in a movie in which he was about to go to bed. He was not wearing an undershirt. So great was his influence that men stopped wearing undershirts and factories making them had to close down. In a later movie, he wore an undershirt and restored it to fashion.
Wow.
Isn't that a fun little
power
tidbit?
That's power.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what movie that was.
Like when Justin Bieber got that fucking haircut and then all the bulls in America got thrown right into the trash because they couldn't do the little bull swoop anymore. Bieber killed bulls.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be playing Hollywood legend Clark Gable. Mm-hmm. And Japes, you are sort of Clark Gable's, I don't know the proper term, like wrangler. Like you're the person who's sort of supposed to help him throughout his shoot. And Clark's a little erratic today, so you're trying to reel him in.
I'm not leaving my trailer till I get another 3 steaks and a couple of martinis.
That's no problem, Clark. We can get you 3 steaks and a couple of martinis, but you gotta come on set and do your lines, and you gotta get that costume
not
on.
Before you send a few women to my trailer. Not for anything weird. I just want to explain something to them they already know.
Clark, we can get some more ladies in here, but you've explained everything that you know to everyone on this cast twice over. We could keep beating a dead horse, Clark. You could just get on stage, work your magic. You got $1 million smile and $20 pants.
I'm
Come
not
on,
going
Clark.
To set until you kill every other handsome man in Hollywood. There can only be one.
I've killed every one of their careers. I've hidden snakes in their cars. I've done the old porno fishing on them. I've done it all, Clark. They're ruined. They're never going to work another day.
I need you to kill who's alive during this time. Peter O'Toole?
O'Toole's alive. He's big.
Scene.
I could have maybe done a couple more.
Fantastic. I do want to say my new favorite quote of all time is, you got $1 million smile and $100 pants. Or $20 pants. You got $1 million smile pants. And $20 pants. Oh, okay. Well, that brings
back
us
then,
to the,
that was expensive.
Very expensive. Back then, this is the end of our show. Is there anything, Aaron, you would like to plug?
Follow me, AaronKeep10 on Instagram, AaronKeep2 on Twitter, and follow our Patreon. We have so many hours, over 100 hours of really fun content. I'm going to start doing live streams again with maybe some games and prizes and other such things over on there. So if you want to come join me and talk to me, I will be on the Patreon.
Awesome. Japes, anything to plug?
I got a bunch of stuff to plug. First of all, I would like to plug the Sugoi Corp podcast. It's SUGOI_Corp on Twitter. Their podcast takes title suggestions and flushes out an anime for their anime hating friend to watch. Check out their Best of Sampler for a taste. I also want to plug A Tale of Two Folds on Facebook. It's a book art site run by our friend Ginny. I would like to plug twitch.tv/hatchlinggames, a dedicated variety streamer and riddle enthusiast. Come by, drop a riddle, have fun. Shout out, a quick dedication to a cat named Pickle. Pickle is a very excellent cat. If you would like to also pick up some Atwood specialty cat food with no grain filters, that would be fillers.
Would you say that Pickle is a sourpuss?
Pickles and Sourpuss. Plug Starman and Pipes. It's a stupid podcast about nothing, but still a very fun time. I would just love to, in general, plug the concept of Black Lives Matter. I would like to plug a Fist of the Forgotten, which is a game coming to Steam where you can watch development at twitch.tv/JITSPOE. And also, I want to plug this team that worked with the Chicago Department of Transportation to make a public Google-based map where you can find out anything that's happening on your block. Chicagoans want to feel empowered and informed about what's happening on their streets. It's called Shy Street Work, and it's shystreetwork.chicago.gov/map. The name is not what the team originally came up with, but they didn't have final say. And then I would also like to dedicate the last part of my plugs to complimenting Erin. Erin is wonderful. Her smile lights up a room, and she makes this podcast very fun. Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
Did someone pay you $100 to plug me?
Aaron, no. They only $5. Paid
$50. I want to make a few plugs. First off, the three of us, myself, Japes, and Aaron, we guested on a podcast called Meddling Adults. So please check out Meddling Adults, our episode and every other episode that should be out now or coming soon. Also, Aaron and I were on a podcast called the Dr. DC podcast. We were talking about the Riddler and trying to solve some of the Riddler's famous riddles throughout time. So please check out the Dr. DC podcast.
Adel does a bit in that episode that made me cry laughing and continued to laugh for the rest of the day after we recorded it. So for sure, check that out.
Thank you. Also, I was on a show called That's My Story. I believe you can find that on Facebook. It is a sort of almost like a British panel show where there's two teams of three and we tell stories that may or may not be our own and people have to suss out whether that's true or not. And then last but not least, I was on the Redo podcast, which is a new podcast from my friends at Is This Adulting? Steven and Chris, they started a brand new podcast called the Redo podcast. So please listen for my episode out now or out soon. And Aaron, just say the fucking thing. just say it.
Just say it, Aaron.
Adel promised to give us all $3,000.
Fuck, I'm ruined.
Jupiter.
Bye forever. Starring Aaron Keevan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music.
Emily Cardamus and Emily Nemoris.
Hey, if you like that, you're going to love this Friday's Patreon. JPC makes Adel and Aaron do his bracket challenge. You can find that, plus our entire back catalog of Patreon bonus episodes at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. You can join the Clue Crew for $5 a month or join the Review Crew for $8 a month to get access to all of our bonus content.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.